Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Don't get this guy going. He starts taking off his clothes.
Is that true?
That is true. Once or twice.
Well, that's all Tammy needed to hear. She went to the right party. Totally different contrast of Tammy's experience at Stagecoach and my experience at Stagecoach. We had definite assignments.
Sure. I had a wristband to get back into the RV camping area. And
the party.
Yes. And John had a wristband that allowed him to get into the artist compound. So we wanted to see what the difference was. And I jokingly called it, I'm going to go to East County. John's going to go to North County.
Who do you think had a better time? It's an interesting conversation. I mean, after all, the biggest names in the business were supposed to be at that artist compound.
Uh-huh.
More on that in a bit. But first, Tammy hanging out with the peeps at Stagecoach.
Well, I stopped because you guys had a bar and you looked fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't get this guy going. He starts taking off his clothes.
Is that true?
That is true. Once or twice. Can't prove it.
You guys are firemen?
Certified, not qualified.
I just want you guys to have a great time this weekend.
We're having a good time.
That's excellent.
You guys need something to eat?
Oh, my God, you're so sweet.
No.
I'm good with food right now.
Are you sure?
Unless you got a shot or a Jell-O shot, I would take that. So, Mike, you got something super special from Guy Fieri, which I'm probably going to say wrong. John always corrects me.
Fieri.
I know. I have the hardest time.
Say it with me.
Eddie.
Put it together.
Fieri.
Thank you.
But what happened the other day?
I actually had one of my challenge coins from my Toys for Tots event, and I exchanged it for one of his coins, and oh, my God, it is amazing.
This has just got to be such a moment for you.
It was very cool. It really was. I'm having a blast.
All right.
My name is Joe. I'm just a fireman. I work in El Monte.
You're not just a fireman.
I'm just
dude,
a fireman.
Come on.
Well, that's my rank.
Okay, but I know, but I'm just saying, dude, you save people, and we thank you for that.
Thank you. And
especially with everything that went on this last year. I mean, it had to have been tough.
Yeah, it was a busy year here.
What made you make that decision to become a fireman?
So I was around it my whole life. My dad was a fireman. His brother was a fireman for LA City, and I've just been around it. I grew up going to the fire stations my whole life.
So. You just knew that's where you were going to go?
Yeah, kind of knew it. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Yep, Tammy having a good old time hanging out with shirtless firemen. And
yes, taking Jell-O shots, talking
celebrity chefs. Now, that was Tammy at the campsites at Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. I had a different pass. I was back at the artist compound.
Uh-huh.
This was Sunday, and I was very excited to sit back there and see what I was going to see.
Mm-hmm.
I even strategically placed myself in a place I thought was going to be primo for people watching.
Hey, guys, John. Being very hush-hush right now because I'm not sure I'm supposed to be filming back here. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But Kevin Bacon was just right standing there. And if you can see this trailer, it says the Backstreet Boys. Jessica, I'm doing my best to stay here and make sure that no BSB walks by here without at least being seen by us. Tracy Lawrence is in that trailer right there. So far, zero activity.
And that's the extent. Now, I will say this. Kevin Bacon, his band, the Bacon Brothers, were playing at the Palomino stage. He was 5 feet in front of me.
I would have loved to have been that close to him.
However, you can't ask for a picture. You can't. It's just, it's frowned upon.
Yeah.
And everybody there is like, oh, hey, what's up, Kev? Hey, KB, what's going down?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's the other Bacon brother. Mm-hmm. They're buddies. They're friends. They're family. I'm not going to go in there, get a picture.
No, I can't.
In retrospect, I should have. I mean, good God, the guy's been in every movie ever made since I was a teenager, probably. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bit of an overstatement. And then, I consisted of me staring at a Backstreet Boys trailer that never opened and Tracy Lawrence's door that never opened.
So a lot of doors. A lot of doors. That's all right. We'll post the video up on KSON and John and Tammy's social so you can see. At least you get a glimpse of it. I totally understand this, though, John, because I remember the year that Steve Martin was at Stagecoach.
Exactly.
And I stood and just stared at his trailer, willing that door to open. By the way, Steve Martin never ended up in that trailer. He never went in. But I'm such a fan that I was hopeful.
I vividly remember that. I think it was our first Stagecoach, actually. And we perched ourselves just for a glimpse of the man. That never happened. That's basically what happened to me. Although it was very thrilling when the door opened and there comes Kevin Bacon all lean and mean and footloose dancing machine.
Now, producer Jessica was not in the artist compound, but producer Jessica apparently has quite the story from Sunday night. And we're looking forward to hearing that at 7:35 this morning. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Yeah.